You've probably seen the video. It's been viewed over 18 million times. A kitten has just slipped and fallen into a pond. All these geese are going nuts, flapping, honking, and making the poor little cat's panic 50 times worse than it already is. Suddenly, a big dog, maybe a chocolate lab, jumps into the water and paddles over, trying to grab the kitten by the scruff of the neck. It's a matter of life and death. The kitten is struggling, about to go under. "Grab him!" I'm yelling encouragement like a doofus. "You can do it!" Just as the dog gets close, one of the geese flaps in his face, driving him back. But the lab doesn't give up. The exhausted kitten drops below the surface. The dog lunges forward, sticking his snout underwater in a desperate attempt to... The screen flickers once and goes dark. "No!" I howl. Desperately, I press the power button, and the dead battery icon appears on the screen. Ouch. I'm not really worried about the cat, although it's hard not to get caught up in the heat of the moment. The title of the video was "Hero Dog Saves Drowning Kitten," so I'm pretty sure everything came out okay. The problem is my phone. It's at zero already, and it's barely afternoon. Yesterday, it lasted until almost 2:30. Now my only source of entertainment is the strap on the lawn chair that's cutting into my butt. If I wasn't so tired, I'd move. But what would be the point? A different strap would cut into a different part of my body, and then I'd definitely be too tired to move again. Dr. Sobel says I'll get my energy back as I continue to recover, but it's going to take a long time. That's how tuberculosis works. I don't even know where I picked it up. It could have been in any of the countries where my mom and my stepdad Klaus worked. China, because that's where we've lived for the past year. But it could also have been in Montenegro, where we went on vacation, or even Lesotho, where we were before Shanghai. According to the doctor, the germs can live in your body for years before you get sick. But when you finally do, watch out. It feels like someone parked a locomotive on your chest. You can't stop coughing, which isn't fun because you ache all over. And lifting a paperclip takes all the energy you've got. Forget staying in Shanghai, where Mom and Klaus teach at an international school. My dad made a huge stink that I had to come back to the States for my treatment. So here I am, shivering with a low-grade fever under a blanket in his backyard, staring at Canada. That's right, I said Canada. Dad lives on Centerlight Island, Michigan, in the middle of the St. Clair River. In this area, the river is the dividing line between the United States and Canada. The border cuts right down the middle of the island in a zigzag. So I'm lying here recovering in Michigan, but the cloud I'm staring up at, the one that looks like a giraffe with no legs, is actually over the province of Ontario. The Quail Sisters, these two old ladies three houses down in that direction, they're in Canada too. If that seems complicated, downtown is even worse. The border goes right through it, dividing the post office building in half. One side sells American stamps and the other sells Canadian ones. If you fill up with gas and you want your car washed afterward, you have to cross an international line. Dad says the bowling alley is the only place on earth where you can throw a strike in another country. There are no fences, no checkpoints, no guys asking to look at your passport. I've been all over the world, and I'm positive that there's no place quite like this. People cross the border maybe 10 times a day just living their normal lives. If GameStop is in Canada, that's where you go to buy an extra controller for your Xbox. There are barely enough customers around here to fill one town, let alone two. No offense, but coming from the big cities I've lived in, Centerlight is pretty one horse. Not that I've got the strength to do anything fun, even if there was something fun to do. There isn't. That chair strap digging into my butt, it's the highlight of my day. In Shanghai, I'd visit friends on a train that levitates above the track thanks to a system of futuristic magnets. The closest we have to that here is refrigerator magnets. My job? Lie here and get better. Slowly. Agonizingly slowly. I can't even watch TV because Dr. Sobel wants me outside in the fresh air.